Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got the second-round losers, the Brooklyn Nets, playing against the champion Milwaukee
Bucks. I don't appreciate that introduction. Are we going to call the Knicks the first-round losers where their best player didn't show up? Are we going to refer to that?
Lakers and Warriors after that. Anyway, Michael Rappaport's here. He's got a couple days coming up in November at Caroline's for the New York Comedy Festival. I've not seen Rapp in a while, but we get pitched on doing a lot of stuff together. It just never happens. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you. Good to be back here. I'm glad to see you in person, and I'm glad you're doing good.
And you're rocking the Yankee hat, so you're thrilled that Boone is back, or you're not thrilled he's back?
You know I'm not a baseball guy. I go with what... Are you thrilled he's back?
I don't think there's a reason not to bring him back. I don't think he cost them anything.
I go with what you say.
There you go.
I got nothing on... What?
Where's your allegiance at? Are you a Knicks fan or a
Nets
fan?
Yes, he's a diehard Knicks fan.
I'm a Knicks fan.
I'm told Knicks fans don't want you as a Knicks fan anymore.
Who? Guys, the four people on Twitter?
Didn't you denounce the Knicks, or am I forgetting this?
100%. But as a Knicks fan...
So you're back because they're winning?
Excuse me. Even when I had denounced the Knicks,
yes,
I'm a Knicks fan. I am a Emmy Award-winning director for directing... A 30 for 30 call, When the Garden Was
Eaten. I grew up in New York City.
I
get it.
I was here with the Patrick Ewing. I was here with Earl the Pearl. I was here when Clyde was over the hill. I was here with Bernard King, Michael Ray Richardson when he was on that actual Sugar. I could go and come as I want. When James Dolan is running the Knicks, I'm entitled to do what I want, because when you disrespect the fans and you disrespect Charles Oakley, my allegiance is breached, because you breached my allegiance for 20 years.
Well, so when did you Oakley come? Wasn't totally without blame.
I know that Oakley is not
he's not the Virgin Mary. Right.
He's not the Virgin Mary or the Virgin Charles, but nonetheless, they could have handled that a different way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It afterwards in a different way. So I know Charles is not like, you know, a choir boy, but as far as, and then also, you know, like the 20 years of disparaging. The 20 years of despair,
yes.
The 20 years of pain, and the this coach, and the that coach, and the rehiring this coach, and that coach. I've never been one of these people to go against the Nets. So when the Nets were in Jersey, and the Nets were in the finals, and the Nets doing well, like, I'm not one of these church and state peoples. I grew up a Giants fan. I always want to see the Jets do well. I'm not a big baseball fan, but I always want to see the Mets do well. As far as denouncing the Knicks, I'll do it as long as Dolan is running the Knicks.
No, but are you back? But my question is, are you back?
Are you going to go to the Garden and watch the Knicks game?
I'll always go to the Garden. Yeah. I mean, my free tickets are done.
Right. You can't. Right. You
well,
gotta
what if I told you I've got two tickets on the Chase Bridge tomorrow night? Do you want to go
up there at the top?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
I agree. I said the same thing.
I didn't do that when I was a kid. Because when I was at the Garden, when I was a kid, we'd walk down. I was at the Garden. They're smoking weed at the Garden in 79, 80, 81, 82. So I don't do the blue seats.
Wait, so you're saying to me, if I offer you...
Are they still called the blue seats?
They're called the Chase Bridge.
Do you know what the blue seats are?
Of course
I do. Okay.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't know what the blue seats are.
All the way at the top,
blue,
I get
green.
It.
You didn't know about the blue and the green.
I know full well.
So yeah, Evan, here's what you missed out on, though. Because you're too young to know.
I'm also not a Knicks fan. I can't stand the Knicks. You know that.
For a guy who's a compulsive gambler, right, who gambled $15,000 a hand on blackjack like it was water,
right?
There was no better action in my lifetime that I ever watched or saw, and I'm not trying to glorify it, than blue seat gambling at Nick and Ranger games.
No, to this day,
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Right. The amount of cash to change hands in those blue seats.
And I encourage any Knicks fan, after what we've been through, to when the owner is not being loyal to the fans, we don't need to be loyal to them. Nonetheless, you can't change what you are. I'm a Knicks fan. I always will want to see the Knicks do. And when I denounced the Knicks, I didn't say I want to see them do bad. Am I like, oh, bandwagoning? But bandwagon what? We lost in the first round last year. You know, we'll be lucky if we make it to the second round this year. So there's no bandwagon. It's not like we're the Golden State Warriors of 2016. Right. We're going to be, you know, like, oh, you're back on the bandwagon. So these lunatics on Twitter who live in their mother's basement, who think they have the keys to the garden, they can kiss my keys to the garden.
Mike's
trying to figure out where
you're
fandom lies.
Did you see what I did? They were kissing my keys to the garden.
Yeah, it was Kanye-esque.
But what I'm bothered by is I'm potentially offering you Chase Bridge seats, and you're like,
dude,
I won't sit.
They're too high up.
I told you, I'm the same thing.
Nobody's going to the Chase Blue, Chase Lounge, Chase Bridge, whatever the hell you're talking about. I don't do that. I've never done that. When I had blues, I never had blue seats when I was a kid, but I was at the Green. Like I said, I watched Michael Jordan, his rookie season. I snuck down to the scorer's table because there wasn't even packed Michael Jordan's rookie season the second time he came into the Garden. So right. I come and go as I please. I was there with the circus, with the Ringling Brothers Circus. I was there with Phil Esposito, Nick Fatio, and John Davidson with the Rangers. The Madison Square Garden, I went to go see Mary Lou Retton. When I was in love with Mary Retton, Mary Lou Retton in 84. No one can tell me when, how, and who I root for.
Is it true? I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true. You could tell me, Evan, you're full of it. Where are you going to be Sunday afternoon for the Nets home opener?
Well, there is a rumor.
It's a rumor.
You're not going to be in Brooklyn.
Oh, at 4 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
What are we doing?
And let me tell you something. When I go to arenas.
Yeah.
I sit where I could take my shoes off and lounge. That's all I'm saying. I don't sit in this bridges, what he's talking about. I sit.
Feet up. The dogs are out.
Wait, so what does that mean? Are you going to be courtside on Sunday?
I ain't saying nothing. That's what the rumor is.
The rumor is that Mike Rappaport is going to be in the building.
It's just a rumor out there.
Diehard Net fan, I want to make sure of something. If Kevin Durant sees you at this game,
what is Kevin Durant going to do?
I don't.
What is Kevin Durant going to do to anybody? What did Kevin Durant do when Draymond Green called him a B word? He left. He went from one coast to the other coast.
Don't talk about my guy. That's my freaking guy.
He's family to me. In my opinion, he's the best player in the NBA right now. One of them, either him, LeBron, because LeBron was the MVP last year until he got hurt. Giannis, I'll never say anything different than that. But what is Kevin Durant going to do to anybody?
What he's going to do? He's going to bring a championship to New York City. That's what he's going to do.
When, this year?
Yeah, this year. That's what he's going to do.
Well, you said the same thing last year.
I hope it into reality.
This team would have been surefire championship if it was 2013.
Dude, they lost because they couldn't stay healthy. We all know that.
And now they're a year older.
I agree. My biggest fear is health. Like, my biggest fear watching tonight is every time KD falls or James Harden falls, I'm nervous they're not going to get back up. So
you just said he's bringing us a championship.
Well, he's also the Robert Sidis. He likes to say my team can't win. So then when they do, it's a weird. I can't. I can't explain it.
They're a great team, and they'll be fun. I just don't know why is their opening night game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Dude, I'm with you on that. That is not ideal. I'm not a fan of
it. The NBA doesn't love them.
No, that was a net decision. The Nets.
Why did he pick to go up against the football?
Was it one of the great thinkers on the Nets decisions?
Kyrie came up with it.
Yeah, Kyrie or James Harden or maybe one of the think tank, you know, the guys in the Kevin Durant think tank. Was it one of their decisions to 4 o'clock on football Sunday?
What? Here's what's crazy, bro. I'm still going, and rumors are saying you're going, so it didn't even impact our decision.
I didn't think of that. Why would you open up on a Sunday at 4 o'clock in a town that loves football the way New York loves football?
I don't have an answer
for you. And you're
saying
that was the Nets' decision?
So I've talked to the Nets in the past about Sunday afternoon games in general, not this one. And they've always said we do it for the kids. It's a family thing, and I respect that. But the home opener?
Yeah.
I don't get 4 o'clock.
Like
on a
Saturday, 4 o'clock would be weird just for college football. Like,
yeah,
do it during the middle of the week so there could be some fanfare. I mean, it'll be exciting. I'm excited about the NBA. I'm pumped. I'm excited about NFL. I'm excited to see you guys. And you know,
it's been a while. So Caroline's New York Comedy Festival. Mike's going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, November 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can buy tickets at I can't give the whole thing out, but Caroline's.com. Is that good enough?
Absolutely. Am I giving you gold here? Who was the last guest you had on the show?
We don't do a lot of guests.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Anti-guest.
I made a special
yes for you because I love you.
And also, you don't want to be more entertaining than your guest.
You can't do that.
Right. Because you'll be more entertaining. Yeah. You guys are more entertaining than most guests.
Then it's like, why even bring the guy in?
So I don't come in here playing games. I come in here with the A game.
No, this is a compliment. You like this. Loved Atypical.
Thank you.
No, seriously.
Appreciate that.
I didn't like your wife. Like, when she cheated on you, kind of pissed me off
with
that bartender.
The great Jennifer Jason Leigh.
No, I'm not ripping her. I just didn't like her character.
I didn't like when she cheated on me either.
Pissed me off.
I didn't like it either. I smacked the bartender around.
Why is it over, though? Like, why didn't you do more seasons? Me and my wife, I genuinely loved the show.
You know, it's a small show. The show superseded expectations. You know, there's always politics in regards to who owns a show, who doesn't own the show. I think we went out before the show got tired, and that's the first time I was able to go into a final season of the show knowing it's the final season of a show, and it's better to go out when people want more than when it's like, they should have quit when they were ahead.
Right.
So, you know, it sucks, you know, because people like it. It sucks because we had a good time, but I think it wrapped it up where it's like never got tired.
I don't know how to say this without it coming across douchey, so I apologize.
Man, you keep going. You have to preface everything with that.
I'm enjoying this because I do all the talking. Go ahead.
You come across so likable in that show.
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
Real life?
I knew it. Yeah, compared to what?
Like you come
across.
I'm going to
sit over here. Compared to what?
And compared to what?
Let me try to figure this out.
You
come across so different in that show than what you truly are. Which I guess
you don't think
not
I came across likable on this show today?
No, I think you come across different. Very different.
Well, I'm an actor.
So you're saying his character is likable, but in real life he's unlikable.
Well, that's why.
That's
like,
what I just heard.
I think it's a pretty.
That's
big
what I know. Excuse me. I think that's what we heard.
I think we heard that. Yeah.
I think we heard that, and I think he's doubling down on it.
I'm not sure if he is.
But the other thing you heard in that, let's say that's all true, which it probably.
No, what I didn't hear is, wow, you're a fantastic.
Yes. Say, that's the other thing.
No, but I didn't hear that.
You didn't say you're the most amazing actor that you could go from douchey in real life to the most likable guy on TV.
Let's let him start again. Let's get it right. Let's let him compliment the guest right. So because maybe we can encourage more guests to come in and you guys don't have to carry the weight all the time.
I don't like the way it's going, but all right.
Let me try this again.
I don't think I like the way that it's going either, Carter.
So either.
Considering how likable you are in that show and how different you are in real person, it shows the range of your acting ability, and you should be commended.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Is that better or no?
Have I come off unlikable or incredibly entertaining during this this fantastic segment here?
Yeah.
You answer the question.
You came off as very entertaining as I expected.
Okay.
Yeah. Not unlikable at all.
I don't know what he's
came
talking
about. Came across like a New Yorker group on the streets of New York. Loves his hometown. He's thrilled to be back.
Guy Kevin Durant.
He may or may not be going to Brooklyn for the opener on Sunday.
May or may not.
May or may not be going. Denounce the Knicks.
But said I could go and come as I please. Because
now, let's do this. Because
Williams, Bill Cartwright,
Trent Tucker, Rory Sparrow,
right?
Truck Robinson,
right?
The Eraser, Marvin Webster.
When it was Marvin and Patrick Ewing. So these people, like, they wouldn't know Michael Ray Richardson from a hole in the wall.
I love watching Knick fans wax poetic about teams that won nothing. And
you don't know that,
nothing.
But they
I love it.
They captured our soul. Bernard King, tape on his fingers, dropping 50 back-to-back nights on
Animal
Christmas.
Bannister.
Yeah. You don't know from that.
Josie Merriweather.
Yeah, you don't know from that. All you know about is running players hoping to win a championship.
Right.
We build our championship.
Yeah, you got the dumbest big three in the history of big threes.
Hey, you don't do that anymore, do you?
What?
You're not doing the announcer for the big three anymore, are you? Or the three-on-three thing?
No, I didn't do it this season, but I'll be back. And
you're back at that?
I consider them family.
Have you talked to KD since all the craziness? Like,
no.
Offline?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No. No plans to either, I imagine.
Absolutely not.
If you could go back, like, would you wish that went differently or not?
If I could go back, I wouldn't have done it because I did not imagine that it would take on the life that it took.
Right.
I just couldn't imagine. Like, I've had beefs and controversy within politics. I've said wild things about the last administration.
Yeah.
And they've popped up for 2 or 3 hours, and then they're gone. This went on for 5 days. And it took on, you know, sexuality and race. And it just went on. I didn't want. I just wanted to show what I was dealing with, what I thought was the realer side of the real MVP. Yeah, I didn't know it.
Like you showed people behind the curtain a little bit, and people's heads kind of blew up. They didn't know how to handle it.
Blew offs, but like I said, if I could go back, I wouldn't have done it because I just didn't think it would go into a whole other level of stuff.
Do you think a guy his level should do something with the hair?
Yes.
Like, shave it?
I think a guy his level should
I'm saying that's a bald guy, but, like, he's got the money, so there's no issue.
But he's got
something, right?
Something's happening, and you could either get, like, either just, like, get a really obvious wig. There's great skin doctors. We're in New York City, although you choose to be in Brooklyn, not in the greatest city on earth, which is Manhattan. No disrespect to Brooklyn.
No disrespect. Let me insult them, but no disrespect.
No. I'm just saying they chose not to be in Manhattan.
Yeah, they chose to be with a better organization, which you'd admit.
You would admit
you don't even like the owner.
No one in New York talks about the Brooklyn Nets, right?
I'm the one guy. Yeah, I own it.
Because it's the Brooklyn Nets. And I mean no disrespect to the Brooklyn Nets or Brooklyn. But if you really wanted to do, like, let's just say the Nets won a championship. Where's the parade?
It's on Flatbush Avenue.
Okay.
You want me to help you out? It's simple.
And who's going there?
Me? And about, let's say, and I'll admit, a much smaller number than the Knicks. I never argue we have a bigger fandom.
Who are Brooklyn Nets fans?
I don't know. Guys that grew up loving them in New Jersey.
No,
guys that are kids who are seeing Brooklyn on the front of their jersey and saying, I take pride in Brooklyn.
There's a small group of people that...
Who grew up, if you're 10, you grew up a Brooklyn Nets fan. There's no people that have been suffering Brooklyn Nets fans.
Yeah, hello? You're looking at one.
You're a New Jersey Nets fan.
So?
Okay.
A lot of us came from that.
So hopefully you guys, the traffic won't be bad if they do ever win a championship.
We do hit some traffic, yes. No, listen, I never lie about this. We don't have a big fan base. And if the joke is, hey, there's going to be so few people at the parade, it's not going to be as many as the Knicks. No doubt about it. But they are growing a fan base. And quite frankly, I don't give a rat's ass how many fans they have. What I care about is being at a parade with the beautiful hair of Kevin Durant glistening in the sun.
I hope he sees you get like a wrestling wig. But the funny thing is that Kyrie convinced him to come to Brooklyn. And now look what we have. Look at the...
And decided not to play with
him. That's the narrative, though. Like, is that really what happened? I mean, that's the narrative we all decide to believe. Like, you guys
You're
like
Mr.
to believe...
You're Mr. Inside Scoop, Mr. Why don't you tell us?
I can only trust what Kevin Durant says. And you don't have to believe him, but he doesn't act as if he had to be convinced. There's a story that his dad tried to convince him to go to the Knicks, and he's like, nah, I'm going to the Nets.
Because Kyrie's there.
No, or maybe because they're a better-run organization, which, again, you agree with.
They were. Now the Knicks are back on the straight and narrow.
Yep. Okay, straight and narrow to appeal to free agents, 100%. But in the moment, what was the better organization?
100%.
So we agree.
Yes.
So you argue with everyone.
No, I got him to admit that he agrees with me.
I denounced the team. I don't need to prove anything with what I think of the Knicks. I denounced the Knicks.
You can check out carolines.com for tickets.
I had free tickets for 20-something years. You don't think when I publicly denounced them, I knew the ramifications of that?
Yeah, no more free tickets. No more you on the Jumbotron.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. put me on a cross outside of Madison Square Garden. I did it in the name of Charles Oakley.
Are you sure? Because I'm willing to do this as a sign of good faith. Craig will tell you. I got the ticket. You don't want to sit on the Chase Bridge with us?
No.
Never.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking him.
We're the same in that regard.
You ain't going on no Chase Bridge, man.
You can't sit courtside and then sit at the Chase Bridge.
The
I'm sorry. You can't
talk about
do that.
Wood. You know what that wood feels like? You ever put your feet on that wood? Have you ever touched wood?
Yes.
Have you?
Every night.
Michael Rappaport's here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So it's coming up in a few weeks as part of New York's Comedy Festival at Caroline's, which is a great place to see a show. And I'm sure it'll be sold out, so make sure you go ahead and get your tickets. So everything else is good, huh? You're back? You're living in New York City?
Living in New York City full time. I'm excited about it. I'm happy about it. Love being back in the city. Best time of the year. And I'm excited for NFL. I'm excited about NBA. Are you guys fantasy football people?
I can't do it anymore because of the gambling aspect to it. But
I've heard about you and your fantasy football.
Yeah, I do play fantasy.
Okay.
We used to have a celebrity league. It was me, Boomer, Bobby Flay, Michael Simons, Scott Stapp, lead singer Creed, a whole bunch of guys. Then a story got out in New York Post that no one in the league paid their dues. Kevin Connolly was in it. And we were like, there's a huge story in the New York Post that the Governor Christie was in it.
Jesus.
That the Carton and Boomer and Carton, that guys were deadbeats. And all of a sudden, my phone's ringing off the hook, like Bobby Flay going, what the F is going on?
You know
I paid you.
Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of fantasy football. I love fantasy football.
And, you know, in terms good of, at it?
Am I any good?
I know you said you're Jesus, but are you any good at fantasy football?
I'm a champion.
Is that right? In what kind of league?
Was like the competition good, though?
In my money league, and some of them are probably listening right now, yes. The competition is always good.
Or were you in
In the Stern Show. The Howard Stern League, yeah, they're good in that, too. Gorilla Tooth, Baba Booey, they're
all... Did you ever win that league, though?
I've never won the Stern Show
league.
So
then what are you bragging about?
But my more competitive league, where there's, let's just say, a couple of bottles of water.
Right.
That's
how many leagues are you in?
Two. That's all I do.
I'm with you on that. I'm a one league guy. That's
now,
it.
One year I did three. It was too much.
Will you try to draft the same exact team for both?
Nope.
You don't. Totally separate.
You got to let the draft come to you. You got to know your guys and get your guys.
Who's your first round draft pick? If you're picking number one today,
right now,
Henry.
If I was, I'd pick Derrick Henry first pick of my other league.
Right.
In my Stern Show league. So Derrick Henry, he's kicked butt.
You got him in the first round.
Yes, because I had third pick.
Oh, okay.
Or fourth. I can't remember. That's six weeks ago.
Now
I'm just on the winning.
I barely remember. I think I got Zeke at the end of the first round, something like that. But I barely remember at this point.
But my guys have been great. They're family members. Derrick Henry is a family member. If there's a tsunami, and it's raining, snowing, and Derrick Henry's on the side of the road, and he needs a tire fixed, I say, you sit in the car, Derrick Henry. I'm going to fix the tire.
He's family.
Family.
I totally feel that way. When a guy helps you win in fantasy, like, they become, they're your guy.
Have you ever had a relationship with an athlete? Because I know you know a bunch of guys where you were like, yo, I got you this Sunday. Like, you know,
Mike Evans was the first guy that I met that played on my team.
Right.
And he knows when he sees me, if he needed to borrow $5,
right,
anything, he could come to me.
Family
person. And I told him, and he was flattered by it. See, the thing about my teams, if they find out that they're right, happy. See, some people, they don't, like the guys in the Stern Show League, they're not proud that Baba Booey has them on their fantasy football team. That's something you're, like, ashamed of. But if you're for Michael Rapaport's team, which is called Rapaport's, like, that's something, like, you could wear with a badge of honor.
Right.
Josh Allen, he's not happy about last night, but he's happy that he made me the high scorer for the league last night.
So he went home saying, it sucks that I fell down on the 4th-and-1, but I helped Rap win his fantasy.
I got 35 points in Rap's league. He was the leading scorer for the week. He got the bonus. Trust me. You could read it when he did the press conference afterwards. We have certain sign language and all that stuff that he's telling me, like, this sucked, but this made me happy.
And there's no line amongst guys that come from New York. You say to one another, what's up, fam?
Right.
That's like Anthony Mace used to say it to a lot of people, like, what's up, fam? So those guys are fam to you.
100%. The great Anthony Mason. The great Anthony Mason.
Yeah, it's too bad we lost him. He was actually also my life insurance broker.
Wow.
I bought life insurance from Anthony Mason, yeah. He was trying hard at the end to try to get it right and do well. And he was selling insurance.
Yeah.
I was not going to say no.
No, of course not.
First off, you know, he'd hurt me. I loved him to death, though. He was a good friend of mine.
He was a good dude.
Yeah, he was a really good dude.
Sweet dude.
Ultimately sold me my life insurance policy. Yeah.
You still have the policy?
I do not have the policy.
Okay.
When I got in trouble, I was selling things off pretty quickly.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Before I let you go, because I know you're as big an R&B guy as you are a basketball fan. And I was approached to do a show. There's a brand new hip hop Hall of Fame opening up in the Bronx, where they're going to honor, you know, way back, Afrika Bambaataa, like the legitimate, you know, origins of rap, you know, all the way through today. And I was trying to think, because I know you go back and loved all those guys, that if you had a Mount Rushmore, if you had guys that you had to put on the list, and I know you could easily do it borough alone, each borough's got their four. But who's the guy or group that you're like, these guys have to be a part of it, without going mainstream? Like, we all could say, LL or Jay-Z or Eminem, but outside of that.
If I don't want to do the fourth one, I'll let the fourth one go to you. But the three that are always on my Mount Rushmore, always on my top five, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, and Rakim. Those three are on.
Even without Eric B.
Eric B and Rakim, it's a group. But as far as an MC,
okay,
those three are on any Mount Rushmore top five MC list, and then you could fill in the fourth with whoever you want. Biggie, Jay-Z, you know, you could go. You could go wherever you want.
You really could do it by borough, because there's enough guys from each borough. You have a top four from each borough.
100%. But those three are on that. Like, they are so important. And that versus the other night with KRS and Big Daddy Kane was just. And I hate that, like, classic rock guys that are still alive, the Rolling Stones, you know, so few are alive. But, like, Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One, they should only tour when they want to. They should be wealthy people. The amount of influence and what they impact and how they change and how they laid the groundwork for what everybody is doing today, they should not have to think twice about paying for anything ever.
Right.
In hip hop. And there's so much money in hip hop. It should be funneled back to a lot of those guys, the lesser known guys also.
Yeah, Ice-T once told me a story. We were doing a show called The Spot, and I'm blocking on the name of it, but it was basically 42nd Street, where there's like a like a Bennigan's there now, right? This was a place where if you wanted to prove yourself as a rapper, you had to go to this place. Now Ice-T was born in Jersey, but he was a West Coast rapper, right? And he had the song, you know, 6 in the morning. You'd have to go back to know the song. In any event, he comes here. New Yorkers thought he was an anthem. There was a police shooting, and they thought that Ice-T had written the song for the guy that escaped the police and shot a cop. Wherever
Larry David.
Was. Yeah, bingo. You know the story. So Ice-T comes east, but there's some unrest here.
Larry Davis.
And you can't go into that club without someone blessing you going into that club. So somehow he knew Rakim.
Ah.
And he said he's good. He's at the front door. They're not letting him in. And Rakim goes, he's good. So back then, the thicker the chain you wore, the tougher you were because you're challenging guys. I dare to rip the chain off my neck. And he said there was a Puerto Rican guy who was 4'0", who was the toughest guy in the club, like 20 gold chains, the whole bit. And Ice-T finally gets in. Rakim vouches for him. He goes backstage. This is going to be his big break. If he kills it on the stage, he's a made guy. He's good. If you fail, they not only kick your ass out of the club, there's a chance they're going to hurt you on the way out. And this was legit. MC Lyte's in the back. Brooklyn kid, right? Legend. And she's like, man, I'm nervous. Because this stage can make or break it. And Ice-T, long story short, goes on stage, brings the house down, kills it, and becomes Ice-T.
That's dope.
But it happened in New York City, and it couldn't have happened anywhere else.
That's a dope story. And then New York is...
And if Rakim doesn't say I'm good with the guy, he doesn't get in the building.
Right, right.
That's a good story.
Yeah. So there you go. Cool. Well, it's good seeing you, pal.
It's good to see you, too. You look great.
Michael Rappaport at Carolines. Go to carolines.com. The shows are November 11th, 12th, and 13th, part of New York Comedy Festival. You can download and get your tickets now. They're going to sell out, so make sure you get them. And I look forward to seeing you again. Be good.
Absolutely. I
Michael
appreciate
Rappaport,
you
everybody. We'll take a quick
look
break.
Look at this guy. This guy. Look at this guy eyeballing me.
Rumor has it. I'll see you Sunday.
Look at this guy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.